Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 206 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk some boys basketball tonight. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, so bear with me if you hear a few sniffles along the way. I'm going to let my guest do most of the talking. My first guest is the longtime head coach of the Ankeny Centennial squad, and last night he guided his team to a 60-51 victory over visiting Urbandale in its season opener. He's Bob Fontana. Bob, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. Just trying to stay healthy like everybody else.
Yeah, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win over the Jayhawks. How important do you think it was to get the victory to kind of set the tone for the season?
Well, I think it was really important, for a couple reasons. You want to get off to a good start, and with the way our new league is organized, there's no easy game. So to get that first one and get a little confidence, under our belt. And then after last year's first game of the season, that sort of left a sour taste in our mouth. So we wanted to make sure that we got off to a better start.
Well, I looked it up, and your teams are now 7-3 in season openers at Centennial. And like you mentioned, of course, the last year you guys dropped a 54-49 decision in your opener to Southeast Polk, which went on a 14-0 run to open the fourth quarter, and that erased a 45-36 deficit. Did you have any flashbacks to that game when your lead was slipping away last night?
No, not really, because it's a different group of kids, and we have a little bit more experience. Got about 4 to 5 guys with playing experience, where last year we only had 2 to 3. So, I didn't resort back to that thought at all. We just tried to stay confident and stay the course, and we took care of business when we needed to.
Well, you guys led by 5 or 6 at the half, and then you had a nice run at the end of the third quarter to build a 46-32 lead. But Urbandale then opened the final period with a 17-6 run, and that closed the gap to 52-49 with a minute and 30 seconds left. But then your guys responded, and they did what they had to do down the stretch, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. I thought we showed a lot of grit, really resiliency, and we took care of the ball. We made our free throws, and we got stops when we needed to.
Your team scored 8 of the final 10 points, and most of them did come at the free throw line. You finished 16 of 21 at the line. I'm sure you'd take that shooting percentage any day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and one of our goals is always is to make more free throws than the opponent attempts, and we did that in our Pride exhibition game against Roosevelt, and we did it again last night.
Yeah, you mentioned that scrimmage against Roosevelt. I know that one came down to the wire, and you guys won it on a late basket by Luke Winkle. How much confidence did that give the team, you think?
Well, I think it gave us confidence that we could take care of stuff, because we had to get a stop when the game was tied, and we got a big stop and got a big rebound, and then we came down and did what we had to do. And I tell you what, Roosevelt, I know it was an exhibition game, but they've got some nice pieces, nice athletic kids, and they had one young man that we didn't know much about at all, and we didn't prepare for the game at all or anything. Mm-hmm. So you got to rely on your fundamentals. And So that was a good test for us that way, where there's been some previous, Pride exhibition games where you win by 25 or 30, and that's like fool's gold going into your first game. So that was a good test for us, and I was glad we did that.
Well, you guys had some very balanced scoring last night, which I know is going to be one of the keys this season. Luke Winkle led the way with 14 points, and he also dished out 10 assists for a double-double. He really provides a steadying influence out there at the point guard spot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and he went the distance for us last night, so, he does a good job of running the show, and I thought last night he was solid in not only, distributing the ball and scoring like he did, but also I thought he played really good defense on one of their guys that was one of their top scorers last year.
Well, Chase Shetty also had a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds. And I know he's a guy that you're really relying on to be a presence in the paint, especially after the departure of Reese Robinson. And not that you wouldn't love to have Reese on this team, but do you think in a way that Chase could maybe benefit from his absence? He might have a little more room to operate inside, and he's certainly going to get more opportunities, isn't he?
Right, he is. We'd love to have had Reese, and he left for a very good reason. And I said when we lost him I said, I don't think it's going to hurt us offensively, but I was concerned about what it would do defensively and rebounding. And when you got a guy like Shetty that played like he did last night, and then there's going to be others that have to, you know, fill that void too in the rebounding and defensive department. So, but no, to get back to Chase, I think it's providing him with more opportunities, and he'll be able to show what he can do more.
Well, you also got 13 points and 5 rebounds from Nick Vasky, and Drew Scherers went 3 of 6 from three-point range and added 12 points in his first career start. You know, those are two guys that are really going to have to step up and fill bigger roles this season, aren't they?
They are, and you know, I thought Nick did some really good things defensively. It didn't stick out in the stat sheet, or people don't see, you know. But he did some good things defensively, got some big rebounds late, and just played a solid floor game. And then, you know, Drew in his first career start, I thought he did a fairly decent job, you know. You know, with Drew, I tell him that he's just got to work on being more consistent in all facets of the game.
Well, I know this guy sitting here with us, Easton Pratt, is another returning that you're going to be counting on. I remember that game at Ankeny last year when he stepped to the line in the final seconds and hit a big free throw to force overtime. How do you see his role on the team this year as opposed to last year?
Well, this guy, I've told people I'd take 10 of him because he's a great kid. He's coachable. He works hard. He's got a high basketball IQ. And I think he gets the most out of his ability. And he's the type of kid, whether he, you know, he started in the Pride game, but I brought him off the bench last night, and he ended up playing, you know, same amount of minutes, even a little bit more last night than he did, you know, in the game he started. And so he accepts his role very well, and he's one of our captains and our leaders. So, again, I think he does a lot of things that, you know, you don't see on the stat sheet. But I know this, that he's going to give you everything he's got. He's going to help us defensively, rebounding. And, you know, last night maybe he didn't knock down some shots, but I know he's going to knock those down as the season moves on.
Well, I know you said in the preseason that you had as many as 13 guys battling for playing time. And according to your stats, it looks like you used 8 guys in your rotation last night. So have you kind of figured out, you know, where your rotation is at, or is that still a work in progress?
I still think it's a work in progress. I mean, we used 10 guys in the Pride exhibition game. And I know last night there was a couple times I was ready to use those two guys that did not play last night. But I mean, there was situations that just about came up where I would have used them. So, you know, that's Joey Oakey and Drake Dittmar, two juniors. So they've got to be ready to go at any time. I tell them they're like a Minuteman in the Revolutionary War. They got to be ready to go on a moment's notice.
Sure. Well, your team will host Dowling Catholic on Friday in another CIML conference game. The Maroons opened their season last night with a 76-54 loss at Valley, which got 34 points from former Ankeny resident Curtis Stinson Jr. Now, we'll talk about Valley and some of the other teams in this new conference here in a bit, but let's talk about Dowling first. The Maroons got 16 points from Davis Sheck and 13 from Drew Morrow in the loss. Well, you know, what do you think will be the keys to beating Dowling?
Well, I think you got those two guys, Morrow and Sheck, and then also Coppola. If he's playing, I know he didn't play last night, and I don't know the reason why, but those three guys all started last year or, you know, came off the bench and played a lot, and they can all shoot it and shoot it well. I think the Shet kid, I think he had 4 threes last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to keep those guards under wraps and take care of them, and then also rebounding is going to be a big piece. And then they got a 6'5", 6'6", kid. It's probably more of a 4-man, but they play him as their post. But he can shoot the ball from distance as well, too. So we're going to have to defend the 3-point line, keep him in front of us, rebound. And then, you know, last night they ran 3 different defenses that I saw so far on tape. So we're going to have to execute, take care of the basketball.
Yeah, it seems like Dowling always has a big guy that can go outside and shoot the 3, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you feel like this is another game that you really need to win because your schedule the rest of December is pretty brutal. You'll go to Valley next Friday and then to defending state champion Ames the next day. And then you'll host Johnston on December 13th before playing at Waukee on the 16th and then traveling to Ankeny on the 20th. You know, that's just going to be a gauntlet, isn't it?
Yeah, real easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, as I tell people, we're not going to avoid anybody. The schedule is what it is, and so we got to meet it head on and just take one day at a time. And if we can take one step forward each day in practice and, you know, just focus on the task at hand that day and then the game that's in front of us, and that's it. Because you get caught looking ahead, and that's when you end up going places where you don't want to be or you regret you know, even thinking about.
Sure. Well, I know some of the 16 conferences that you've played in the CIML have been really tough, but now that all nine suburban schools have been thrown together in the same league, you know, it's just going to be a war night in and night out. Is there any doubt that this is the toughest schedule that any of your teams has played?
Yeah, well, since I've been at Centennial, we've had, you know, two or three other years where it was close to this schedule, but no, this is by far the toughest schedule night in, night out that we will have played here. And then I think back, this reminds me of about 3 or 4 year period when I was at Kennedy and in the Mississippi Valley, where there was like 10 D1 guys 1 year, 8 D1 guys. And that's not even talking about the kids that could play D2 or NAI or D3. I mean, this league is very, very deep. And I, you know, I think everybody around knows it's the best league in the state from top to bottom.
For sure. Well, then I know you have a game against Burke, Nebraska later in the season too. How'd you get that game on the schedule?
Well, the teams that left our league, okay, the nine teams that left our league, a lot of them didn't want to cross over and play. You know, the teams are currently in the league, so you have to find games where you can. And, you know, so the coach that's at Omaha Burke, he used to be at Sioux City North years ago, and we ran into each other over the summer a few times, and I just told him, I said, hey, are you guys looking for games? Because we need games. And so that's how we, you know, got them on the schedule. And they were an event that we were in this summer, and they're very athletic. They like to press a lot, so that's not going to be an easy game. We play them at home on a Friday night. And then next year, we will go there and play them either on a Friday or Saturday. Then they're getting us another game while we're over there.
Oh, wow. Well, that'll be a nice opportunity for you. Well, let's talk about some of the teams in your conference. Waukee and Waukee Northwest are ranked 1 and 2 in the preseason rankings, and deservedly so. I was over in Waukee last night for Ankeny's season opener, and the Warriors rolled to a 75-51 victory. You know, I think Waukee was already going to be a really good team, and then, of course, Omaha Blue decided to return to Waukee for his senior season. You know, so adding a top-10 national recruit to that roster almost seems unfair. He had 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists last night. You know, the Hawks obviously just didn't have anybody that could match up with him. You know, I'm sure you followed, you know, his progress over there. I mean, what do you think about him coming back to Waukee?
Oh, yeah, you know, we really loved it.
Yeah.
You know, geez, no. I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know. Again, it's just like the schedule. You can sit there and go, oh, geez. But, you know, you just meet it head on. You do the best you can with the challenge that's presented to you, and you hopefully you get better because of it.
Well, you're probably glad, though, that you didn't have to open up against a team like that, were you?
Probably. That would be a very, very accurate statement.
Well, I don't know how recently, you know, you've seen Ballou play, but I was really impressed with how much better he is on the perimeter than he was as a sophomore. He was bringing the ball up the floor quite a bit. He hit 2 or 3 3-pointers. You know, and he's able to find his open teammates as well. And as an Iowa State fan, I'd love to see him stick around Ames for a while. But, you know, the way he's progressing, I got to believe he's going to be a one-and-done guy. What do you think about his NBA potential?
You know, to answer that question fairly, Dan, I would say he has that potential. But I would say I could answer your question better after I see him play a year in the rigors of the Big 12.
Sure.
Because that'll be a true test right there, you know, especially for, you know, a true freshman coming in. And there's obviously he's a great talent. So, I could answer that question better when he's went through a year of college.
All right. Well, Northwest, of course, is going to be really good again as well. The Wolves returned most of the key pieces from last year's team, led by Iowa recruit Price Sanford. And I know the Ankeny versus Centennial rivalry is pretty intense, but, man, those Waukee versus Northwest games are just going to be nuts, aren't they?
Well, yeah, you know, anybody that asks about the league and that, I said it's a fan's delight and a coach's nightmare. But, I know, I say that with half seriousness and half joking, but, you know, it's fun to prepare for the challenges. And nobody can ever accuse any of us nine schools of dodging competition, because there's no dodging the competition in this league.
Well, I know Northwest opened up against Johnston last night, but as of late this afternoon, you know, that score hadn't been posted yet. Do you know who won that game?
Northwest won by 10, I believe.
By 10?
Yeah. Oh, right. I think they got out to a really big lead, like maybe 14 or 16. Then Johnston had a really good third quarter, I believe, and cut it back to maybe 4 or 6. So.
Well, I mentioned the big win that Valley had last night, and obviously Curtis Stinson Jr. is developing into a star as well. Could you see Valley or some other team maybe battling the two Waukee schools, you know, for the conference title?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the keys, everybody talks about, you know, who each team has, so forth and so on. But I think two of the keys is your kids staying healthy and both, you know, staying away from sickness, but also not staying away from the injury bug too. I've coached a long time. This is my 32nd year as a head coach, and I vividly remember I've got 5 years, or not I, but we've had 5 years at Kennedy and Centennial where we had major injuries that killed our season, and I mean possible state tournament teams. And so, you know, you got to stay away from that, and you never know. I mean, so I think that's a big piece. And then I think, too, you got to look at what teams have the deepest bench, too. Could somebody challenge Waukee and Waukee Northwest? Absolutely. So, you know, you get a team that's hot and a team that doesn't make shots, and the next thing you know, yeah.
On paper, I'm sure that most people, you know, wouldn't consider your team a contender for the league crown, but I know you would never want your guys to count themselves out. Other than staying healthy, what's going to be the key for this team to reach its ceiling, whatever that may be?
Well, I think, the thing that I talked about all season or all off season was we had to become a better defensive team, because there was times last year that we scored enough points to win basketball games, and we didn't because our defense was so inconsistent in that, you know. You look at the overtime game at Ankeny, you score 79 points. A lot of times you should win. We scored over at Johnston. We're up by 4 at halftime, and we scored 73 points. We give up 91. Defense has got to be better and more consistent, and we got to be stronger on the glass too. We've got to be a better rebounding team. And then, you know, just not only taking care of the ball, but also taking good shots. That was an area that we were inconsistent in last year too.
Well, Bob, I'll finish up with you on this question. You mentioned this is your 32nd year of coaching, and I know you're retired from teaching now. So have you found yourself spending more time with your coaching responsibilities now that you're not teaching anymore?
I would say the amount of time I put in is the same. It's just I'm putting it in at different parts of the day. You know, when I was teaching, I might not get to bed till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I get back up in the morning, and then, you know, you say, well, when do you catch up on sleep? Well, one of those weekend days. But now, you know, I'm not staying up as late because I can work on the stuff during the day.
Well, you obviously still enjoy coaching. Have you thought about, you know, how much longer you want to do it?
I'll do it until I'm not having fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. But people said, are you going to be like Jerry Pizzetti? No, I'm not. I'm not going that long. No.
I think people started asking me, like, back in the 80s how much longer he'd coach. So.
Well, people, some people that don't, like, maybe have met me for the first time or don't know a lot about me or Coach Pizzetti, I said, yeah, he came to Ankeny when I was in fourth grade. And they're like, oh, whatever. And I go, no, I'm serious. He did. I was at Northwest Elementary when he came.
That's hard to believe. Yeah. Well, hey, Bob, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Good luck this season.
All right. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office. Call 515-964-5952 or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my other guest tonight is a senior forward for the Jaguars. Last year, he averaged 4.0 points and 1.5 rebounds, and he was one of the team's best three-point shooters, making 18 of 43 attempts from behind the arc. He is Easton Pratt. Easton, thanks for joining me. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win last night. What did you think of your team's performance?
We played actually really well as a team, and then, we played together and stuck it out, made some free throws late, and came out with the win.
Well, I wasn't at the game, but I see that you had 3 points and 2 rebounds. You were 1 of 6 from the field, so I'm guessing you probably weren't happy with your shooting performance. Did you have some pretty good looks at the basket?
Yeah, I did, and, the confidence is going to come, and, everyone else had confidence, so I decided to dish, and, they knocked down shots, so that's what we kept doing.
Well, we talked with Coach about how you guys had a 14-point lead after three quarters last night, and then Urbandale eventually cut it to a one-possession game. Were you starting to get worried at all?
No, not at all. We practiced that day in and day out, so I credit the coaches for that. And then, the team staying resilient, that's all we got to do. And then, made some shots, got some stops, and then we got the dub.
you think having that adversity though in the fourth quarter and having to find a way to win the game could be good for the team in the long run? Because I'm sure you'll be in that situation again.
Oh yeah, and the experience we have, it's crazy. We had four overtime games last year, so the resilience has already been there and showed. And you know, it's just another one, and that's what we do day in and day out.
Well, you guys obviously went through some roster changes since the end of last season, most notably the departure of Arise Robinson that we talked about earlier with Coach. Did you feel like the team had plenty of time to adjust to losing him, and did you feel like the team had some pretty good chemistry coming into the season?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing for us, you know, finding that guy. And, you know, Chase has been that guy for us this year, stepping in for that big role. And then, you know, other people from the bench, even Jack, stepping in as well. Yeah. The summer, we really worked on it. I wasn't there that much because of baseball, but sure. I heard a lot, and you know, I was keeping up with the guys, and they said they've been really well playing well together, so yeah.
Well, you're one of several guys on the team who was kind of a role player last year, but now you're all being asked to take on larger roles. How do you see your role on the team?
You know, being the filler guy, you know, I can start, I can play off the bench like I did yesterday, you know. Minutes don't really matter, you know, as long as we get the dub and, you know, our chemistry is always going to be there. We're a family, so yeah, I really like this team.
We have a couple of juniors in Luke Winkle and Chase Shetty who are playing, you know, big roles on this team. Who do you feel is the leader of this team, or is it kind of a leader by committee?
You know, it can be anybody, you know. Day in, Luke's going to be there for us. He's our point guard, so he's always going to be there to dish for us, you know, get his own, and then also you know, be ready for that, be smart, or take a smart dish, or take a smart play, and then, you know, score when we need to.
Well, we talked with Coach about your team's upcoming schedule and how many challenges you guys will face before Christmas. When you look at this new conference, you know, how do you see the race? Do you think it's going to be a two-team battle between Waukee and Northwest, which is, you know, what a lot of people are probably thinking?
Yeah, they're both really good teams. You know, they both have pretty good players, but, you know, people can win day in and day out, just whoever shows up.
Well, I mentioned that I was at the Ankeny game last night. I talked to Jameson Patton afterwards. He talked about how much fun it was to play against Omaha Baloo. What was your reaction when you heard that Omaha was coming back to Waukee? And if you get a chance to defend him here in a couple of weeks, you know, how would you guard a guy like that?
I'd be really happy, you know, because even last year, Taman, you know, you watching him on TV, yeah, I guarded that guy last year. It's actually kind of a fun experience to do. And then you can tell your kids later, oh, he might even be in the NBA. Yeah, I guarded him. You just got to – locked down. I mean, you know you're going to have your guys in help. So, yeah, just be ready for it.
Well, I'm sure you're looking forward to the matchups against Ankeny as well. Centennial had won four straight games in the series until last year when the Hawks won both meetings, including the overtime game that we talked about earlier. How do you feel like you guys want, you know, will match up against Ankeny this year?
Really good. You know, it's always going to be a battle. Those cross-town rivalries are always battles. But, we're going to be ready to fight and hopefully come out with the win.
Well, in terms of size anyway, it seems like it will be a good matchup. Of course, you guys did lose Reese Robinson from last year, but the Hawks are trying to replace guys like J.J. Cole and Alex Aguirre, and they also lost Carson Wheaty to a season-ending injury. So on paper anyway, it looks like it's going to be a good game, I would think.
Yeah, and you know, Carson, he's a good guy. Kind of sucks that he did tear his or break his leg. Yeah. He's fun to play against too, you know. He last year, I think he made like 6'3", so they lose a big key role. And then JJ, you know, he's a fighter too. He gets offensive boards. And then Alex, yeah, you know, he's going to shoot it as well. But, you know, Carson's back, and he's going to shoot. He's going to find his. And then, you know, Jameson, he's going to find his. I've played against him in AAU for a while. But, yeah, they're going to be a good ball club, and I'm ready to, you know, we'll take it day by day. But once it's there, it'll be a fun game.
Well, Easton, I want to talk about a couple of other things with you. About 4 weeks ago, you verbally committed to play baseball at Minnesota State Mankato, and I'm sure it was a relief to get your decision out of the way. Has that been a big load off of your mind?
Yeah, it has, but you got to finish the extra schoolwork and the paperwork with all that. But get ready for the offseason, you know, still get in the weight room and start throwing here probably January or February and be ready for that as well.
Of course, your sister, Jaden, is being recruited as well. She's only a sophomore, but she's already gotten several D1 offers for basketball, and I know she's receiving interest for volleyball too. But was that kind of cool for both of you to go through that recruiting process at the same time? And did you offer her any advice, since you obviously were a little further along in the process?
Yeah, exactly. I could help her, you know, with tips and stuff, whether it be, you know, visits and stuff like that, or even talking to coaches over calls, just giving her the right answers and stuff like that.
Well, it's cool that she's going to have so many opportunities, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm excited for her.
Yeah. Well, hey, Easton, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Centennial boys basketball coach Bob Fontana and one of his senior players, Easton Pratt. I appreciate their time this evening and enjoyed that conversation. Also, come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.